you doing?
Yes, sir.
I met him at the Senior Bowl. Not really here yet. Probably later today. Yeah, scout. Definitely, without a doubt. I have experience at it. You know, 2015, I played behind the ball. I also played a little bit at the Senior Bowl. So I have history and background. That's my first position. In high school, I started behind the ball, so pretty confident. Definitely. I agree 100%. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Same guy. That's what I like about him. Most people don't understand. Like, he's been the same guy throughout, you know, his whole life. Like, he didn't go get drafted and all of a sudden change. Like, he's been the same guy throughout college. You know, sometimes, you know, you kind of get in his head just to make him better. You know, it's all fun and games, you know. Yeah. Definitely. Just taught me how to, you know, grow up, become a man. You know, just think better in certain situations. Don't put myself in certain situations. Yeah.
I also saw they called you the King of the Lion.
King of the Jungle.
King of the Jungle.
Yeah.
Which is the
lion. Yeah, exactly. That has to do with our special teams. Our special teams coordinator, John Baxter, he had like this little, you know, competition going on against the players or whoever, you know, has the most points throughout all of spring ball, you know, in competitions going up against each other, becomes the King of the Jungle.
Kind of a little bit of a tangent question. What's a team going to get if they draft Sam Darnold?
They're going to get a leader, you know, first and foremost, you know, a guy who's not going to quit on their team. You know, a guy is going to, you know, keep getting up if he gets put down. You know, he's not going to quit. He's going to keep fighting. He's going to make their team better, locker room better. Overall, just a great guy. Outside of football. Yes, sir.
It's like 13 miles south of LA.
Mm-hmm. No, not at all. It's pretty calm.
You didn't have to evade gangs or anything like that.
Yeah. Troy Williams? Oh, okay. Oh, Polamalu. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. That was actually the number he wanted.
Really?
He gave him 43, and everybody wears it in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that's a great number, historic. He made a legend. He's a legend.
But you have a chance to do the same thing.
Yes, sir.
What do you do next? What is the asset?
To
an NFL team.
Just everything. You know, I can play behind the ball, like I said. I can rush the passer. Special teams, first and foremost, I know how important that is. I played every single special teams in, you know, kickoff, kick return, punt return, everything. So, you know, I can do more than one thing. You know, most guys are strictly limited to certain things. I can do it all. Thank you.
What do you think is going to surprise the NFL teams the most when they get a chance to put you through all the paces? What are they going to come out of here and maybe did not know about you coming in the combine?
Can you repeat that question, please?
What do you think that, how do you think you may surprise NFL staff?
I know a big question was, can I cover? You know, so when I show how much I can move and how I can change the direction as well, they're pretty much going to be surprised with that. And yeah, just how good I am in space, how I'm, you know, just an overall athlete.
One question going back to college. Now that you're gone, who's going to step into your role at USC?
There's a lot of great guys. You know, USC's full of competition. You know, every year we always have a new guy, you know, ready to perform. You know, there's guys like Oluwale Betiku, Jordan Iosefa, Christian Rector, Connor Murphy. There's a lot of young guys that, you know, have a little bit of game experience and now ready to put it, you know, all together. Thank you. Best college memory? Definitely winning that Rose Bowl, you know. The way we did, that was amazing. You know, Rose Bowl hasn't been won at USC in over a year, since like 2008. So to be able to bring that back, and also the Pac-12 champion. I have two memories. And the Pac-12 championship game, you know, that was pretty awesome as well. Just, you know, just becoming more of, you know, holding myself accountable, more responsible. You know, I was, you know, young, you know, hot-headed, you know, always, you know, just want to be the tough guy, you know. But I know that's not the, you know, the way things happen. You got to be patient. And that's pretty much something I've been able to adapt to, my patience. How are you?
I'm Herbie Keogh, and I cover the Saints. Have you gone through all the formal
interviews? I believe today's the last day of formal and informal interviews, so I have a ways to go.
Are the Saints on the
schedule? I don't know. They don't tell us the teams that are on them, so I don't have no idea.
When are you flying back to morning training, or where are
you? I believe, you know, right after you finish your on-field workouts.
So tomorrow night?
Tomorrow, yeah.
What kind of impression do you want to leave on teams so they don't forget about you between now and the draft?
Just that I can do it all. You know, they're getting a two-for-one player. You know, I'll be able to do, you know, cover in space, play behind the ball as well as rush the passer. So, you know, that's two for the price of one. And I feel like that's really important, what teams really are looking for. That's what I'll be able to provide.
So basically what you've done at USC is going to transition very well to the NFL.
Yes, sir.
Okay. How comfortable are you in coverage? You just mentioned that you can
cover. Yes, sir. I'm very comfortable. You know, I played wide receiver. I played at free safety, you know, in high school. So, you know, the transition is, you know, pretty smooth for me. And I feel like, you know, if I ever need to, I'll get back there and cover, you know. It's no problem for me.
So you can be, like, decide, hey, we'll be back in safety. You're comfortable with that,
too. I got to lose a couple pounds, but, yeah, I'll do it. No doubt.
How's it been constant so far? Is there anything you thought it
would be? And more. You know, I'm enjoying the process. You know, this is a humbling, you know, very blessed to have this opportunity. You know, most people would die to be where I'm at right now. So, you know, just, you know, taking it day by day and really enjoying it.
Does it also help because USC has such a strong lineage of players? Does it help coming from that school and the players maybe coming back and offering you advice on what to expect here?
Definitely. You know, that's the plus side of going to a prestigious school like USC. You know, you have past players giving you constant advice about, because they all went through it. So it's always good to have that, you know, extra edge, you know, and just the prestigious school, the history of USC. The first film they turn on is USC film, you know, so kind of have that advantage in my back pocket is pretty helpful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck.
Thank you.